www.channelafrica.co.za. Now, the past week or so has seen extensive damage wrought to many shopping malls and some private properties in South Africa, including delivery trucks. Most small businesses were looted to the ground and vandalized. Some might never open again, as most do not seem to have insurance. It is estimated that the impact could cost the KwaZulu-Natal economy somewhere in the region of over $1 billion and 150,000 jobs lost. The impact in the Gauteng province will be just as big, as most logistics companies could look for alternative routes into Africa and bypass South African ports. The impact on small businesses and job creation could be very severe, as most stand to lose existing contracts. Our Shumani Industrial Equipment Managing Director, Victor Nemukula, joins us on the line. Victor, good morning and thank you for joining us on Africa Rise and Shine.
Good morning, Lulu.
Now, Victor, just seeing that a lot of businesses, small businesses, were looted, vandalized, and literally brought to ground, and most of them don't have insurance. We saw President Ramaphosa announcing that even the businesses that do not have insurance will be assisted somewhat. Do you think that, we'll see some of those businesses reestablishing themselves?
Thanks very much for the question. There could be some that would open, but you see, you're dealing with two issues here. One is the lack of security during the period where there was violence, and the second one, obviously, is economic. So when you are running a business in an area where you saw large-scale looting and the destruction of property, what guarantee do you have that you will have security should the same thing happen again? The second thing, obviously, on the economic front, we don't know what amount of assistance would be. The South African government does not have money. And most of these losses have been huge. I mean, you have shopping malls that have been engulfed in flames, the warehouses, the trucks that have been burnt with stock. So I don't know what impact would that package that the government has announced would have on the small business and their sustainability going forward.
Now, in terms of this and what we've seen and the fact that some businesses really did not have insurance at all, how do you think government would come in? Because as it stands, the president did say that they are going to get some assistance and without divulging much information.
I think what would happen, I think the impact will be varied. You would have companies that obviously would have financial resources of their own, and with the assistance of government, those one would be able to open. You have companies that obviously were struggling even before the violence, that I don't see them opening even post the package that the government has announced. So there will be those that will open, and there will be those that will not open. In my own personal opinion, I think the majority of companies might not be open.
And this means more job losses.
Yeah, there'll be just job losses. I mean, Lulu, I think what you need to look at is that most of the small business depend on contracts from the bigger companies. So you have a myriad of problems that you are going to deal with. Some companies might take some of the big companies might take longer. And during that time, you are going to face a period where some companies might not get paid for the invoices that they have invoiced. Some of them might not even get order numbers. So how are those companies going to survive even in the period where they will get assistance? So the impact on the jobs that needs to be created will be huge. We're going to face a big problem because in the economy, the jobs are generated by small business, not by huge established companies.
Mm. Now, Victor, just looking forward in terms of the future and, say businesses that are starting out currently and businesses that do manage, small businesses that do manage to get themselves up and running again, How do they then protect themselves for future issues if it were to happen again?
Well, I mean, it's going to a large extent be an added cost in doing business because you would have to have an additional security system that will protect you. I mean, inside the malls, everywhere else. So the cost of doing business is going to be high because you will have to have your own security. You will have to have your own security systems in place to ensure that at least you have some semblance of security. Because as you have seen, in many events that we have seen on TV when this violence were unfolding, the police were overwhelmed and they could not protect small businesses. I mean, these mobs of people were just overrunning any type of business that you saw. I mean, you had trucks that were banned in KwaZulu-Natal in full glare of the media, and the police were watching. You had a shopping center that were looted and set up on fire. So I don't know, but I think what is going to happen is that even the companies that would open, they would open in a different form to what they were before. So you are going to have more less people employed in small businesses. You are going to have huge costs. So yeah, I don't know, but I think how this whole thing unfolds tend to be seen during the course of this year.
Well, Victor, we're all going to be watching because, a lot has happened in a very short space of time. Infrastructure damage, and it's a huge mountain to climb. But I think at some point we should get through it. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You are welcome. Thanks very much. Bye.
That's Victor Nemukula, Shumani Industrial Equipment Manager.